So I'd like to welcome each and every one of you that have come here today to celebrate the anniversary, the 10-year anniversary of Bodhikusuma. This is a very good sign that there's so many of you here, because this shows that each and every one of you has strong faith and is willing to give up one sense of self and sense of selfishness to help out a bigger cause. It's a very auspicious time as well, because this is the start of Bodhisattva Forest Monastery. This will be the first year that Bodhisattva comes into being. And so all of you now that have this faith here, that have come to help, you have this very, very good opportunity as well to also build lots of merit for yourself, and also to help spread the Buddhist religion in Australia. To do this is something very, very important. Buddhism started a very, very long time ago, over 2,500 years ago in India. And it started with the Buddha sitting under a tree and gaining enlightenment. And this, it went from teaching spread out from India later with King Asokaram, and he spread the teachings onto Thailand and to many different other countries besides India. He helped spread the Buddhist teachings to Thailand. And so this is passed down from all the way from the time of the Buddha. And now there's many senior monks in Thailand, and especially who takes a special notice is Ajahn Chah. He's helped spread Buddhism out of Thailand, and the Thai forest tradition especially helped us start to spread that to the West and to places like Europe and America. And so after Ajahn Chah, now we have monks like Lumpo Samedo and all these different Western terrors that are Westerners that are helping to spread Buddhism in the West these days. Also, we're also very lucky in it here in Australia. We have a branch monastery of the Ajahn Chah lineage in Melbourne. And now, this year, right now, from the good help and support of Nina and of John and from everyone in their family, and with everyone else who has had this good intention, from both their body, their speech, and their mind, to build a place that is in this lineage, that is practiced all the way down from the time of the Buddha, and give this opportunity to all lots of different monks and lots of different lay peoples to come and practice the teachings that the Buddha wanted us to teach. The Dharma that each and every one of us are searching for, this isn't something that's far away from us or far away from your own heart. It's something that's within the heart at all times. But if you never search for it, that's when the Dhamma becomes far away from you. But if you search, like each and every one of you are doing today, doing good things like giving, keeping morality, practicing meditation, this is what turns the mind into becoming fully human. You can see in the world at the moment, there are many, many people. The population of the world is the largest it's ever been. But all these people, most of them aren't, you could say, like a true human, because their mind isn't at the level of a human being. But all of you here, are practicing along these good things like charitable giving, keeping morality, doing meditation. So this means all of you are perfect humans at the moment, because you have the mind of a perfect human. And all of you, each and every one of you, you have the same goal. That is to practice for the highest form of happiness and to eventually to reach Nibbana. So now that you're already on the right track, Nibbana, it isn't very far away from you. It can be realized here, right now, in the present. If you keep your mindfulness constantly at all times, in every activity that you do, whether it be your job, your work, you're doing some sort of chores, anything that you do throughout the day, if you can keep mindfulness at all times, both on the inner world and on the outer world as well, by keeping your meditation object going at all times, whether it be recollecting the breath, thinking of the breath, or keeping a meditation mantra in mind, or even reflecting on emptiness, eventually the mind will start to become very, very calm and very, very peaceful. And then when the mind does become calm and peaceful, you can start to see how, when things from the outside world come in contact with through our senses, through our eyes, our ears, our nose, tongue, body, and through the mind, you can start to see how this makes the mind move. And the more the mind moves, the more the mind starts to move into either liking or disliking when we come in contact with these things. And what this does, it gives rise to further, the more we get lost in liking and disliking, the more we get lost in fundamental ignorance, what we call avijja. But if you can have mindfulness and you can develop a calm and peaceful mind, you'll be able to let all these things go. Because what's always happening within our mind at all points in time, it's like there's a war going on. There's a war between the Dhamma, the good wholesome things that we want to develop, and the bad things that are always trying to come in and pull us off the path of Dhamma. So you need to develop the mind, and you need to develop the mind to make it calm, to be able to win this war. So whatever age you are, it doesn't matter if you're older, you're younger, you're still at school, you're working, everything is available to you. There's nothing that you needed. You're in a very suitable country. So the Buddha wanted us. You have all these things ready at the moment. So now the Buddha would want you to, what he wants you to do is to practice the Dhamma so you can eventually realize Nibbana. Nibbana is something that isn't constricted by race or by sex or anything like that. Anybody can see this, whether you're a monk or you're a lay person. You can see there was many, many instances of lay people attaining to the Dhamma in the time of the Buddha, like Anantapindika, the wealthy merchant, and Lady Visakha. So there was many, many lay people that saw the Dhamma as well. So all of you here, you have this same opportunity that these great beings had. You have the opportunity to see Nibbana. And the easiest way to see Nibbana is to learn to let go. This is what you need to practice in your daily life and at all times. Practice letting go at all times. This something Ajahn Chah would used to say is, you know, you can practice many things in the world, and you know, this is fine, this is well, this helps you out in your daily life. But the most important thing to practice is learning how to let go. This is the most important thing we could develop within our lives. Because if we can't let go, we start to cling and to attach to all this different phenomena that we experience and all the different moods and emotions within the mind. And what this does, it gives rise to further birth and further birth in the circle of samsara. So this is something it takes a while to do, so don't become discouraged if you can't do it immediately. The most important thing in the practice is to just keep patient, keep your precepts, keep practicing. And the more one does this, the more firmer and the more stability the mind will start to have. If one keeps your precepts, if you keep your precepts very, very well, this is making your actions of body and your speech, it's making them quiet and calm. And when your actions of body and speech are quiet and calm, eventually the mind will start to become calm as well. And when the mind becomes calm, it starts to give rise to wisdom. And the more wisdom one has, the more one will be able to see how important keeping precepts are and developing the mind to calm. So these three factors of keeping morality, concentration, and wisdom, they work together and they support each other. And the more they work together and the more they support each other, the less suffering we will have within our lives. When we practice this, what we call the threefold path of morality, concentration, and wisdom, the more we practice this, the more the factors of the Noble Eightfold Path will start to arise. And this is like the Dhamma starting to come together in our heart. And when everything finally comes together and everything clicks into place, this is where liberation will arise at that point in time. So I'd like to give my Anumodana to John and to Nina, and to everybody here that's helped Bodhikusuma. And may I also express my gratitude to this place of Bodhikusuma for being such a good place and spreading the teachings of the Buddha. And also now the further opportunity for everyone to help out with Bodhisattva Forest Monastery. This is a very, very good, a very important thing to happen for Sydney. It's not very easy for a monastery like this to come about and such a good place with the right kinds of teachings. So for it to develop and to grow, it needs the faith of the people. So all Buddhists, not just the Buddhists here in Sydney or in Australia, or the Buddhists in Thailand as well. Everyone can help out. And the more everyone helps out, the more it will become developed. The most important thing to develop while you're trying to develop this, help develop the monastery, is to develop your mind as well, and to develop your mind to eventually see Nibbana. So I wish all of you success in everything that you do.
Thank you, Venerable, for sharing your insight on Dharma.